impeachment is still premature. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Democrats are still following the Trump money trail, maybe all the way to Russia. And she said this about former special counsel Robert Mueller's testimony.
Was a very strong manifestation. In fact, some would even say indictment.
President Trump could not disagree more. Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
The president telling attendees last night at a closed-door fundraiser in West Virginia that the former special counsel's appearance before two congressional committees was a dud, and he weighed in yesterday on what the Mueller testimony means to the Democratic Party.
They are devastated. The Democrats lost so big today. Their party is in shambles right now.
The president's claim that he was totally exonerated by special counsel Robert Mueller was rejected by Mueller yesterday. Dave?
John, there's an angry White House reaction to a court ruling on asylum. Hours after a Trump-appointed federal judge upheld a new rule not allowing migrants to seek asylum if they pass through a different country first.
District Court Judge John Tiger, an Obama appointee, blocked the policy and ordered the government to restore the old system, saying that migrants could not safely seek asylum in Mexico.
Fox's Todd Pyro, the White House press secretary, called that ruling meritless, accusing the plaintiffs of shopping to find a judge to dictate immigration policy. No reaction yet from the White House to new North Korean missile launches, two of them today, weeks after President Trump met with Kim Jong-un trying to restart nuclear talks. Ricardo Rosello does what protesters have been demanding in Puerto Rico.
I announce it to you today that I will be renouncing the post of governor
effective next Friday, and that led to this. A celebration on the streets of San Juan. Rosello has been under fire over alleged corruption and leaked private chats criticized as sexist and homophobic and mocking hurricane victims. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Well, in the ongoing Trump investigations in the House, Democrats keep trying to get more testimony.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says he's ready to go to court to enforce a subpoena for former White House counsel Don McGahn's testimony.
The excuses that the White House gives for McGahn not testifying, the nonsense about absolute immunity, et cetera, are the same excuses for all the other fact witnesses, and if we break that, we'll break the logjam.
According to Mueller's report, McGahn testified that Trump had told him to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller. That could be construed as obstruction. But President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, says Mueller's testimony Wednesday ends the matter, telling Fox's Shannon Bream,
"This is done. I've been saying case closed. I think this just reiterates case closed."
Now, this lawsuit, which also seeks grand jury material from the Russia probe, could come as early as this week. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
Was he attacked, or did he try to kill himself? Those are questions surrounding Jeffrey Epstein this morning.
Jeffrey Epstein is at a New York City hospital after he was reportedly found on the floor of his jail cell with injuries to his neck. The New York Post reports that Epstein was discovered nearly unconscious at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, and sources tell the paper it was a possible suicide attempt or a ploy to be transferred out of jail. It's not clear how he was injured. Epstein, a politically connected wealthy financier, is charged with sex trafficking, accused of sexually exploiting and abusing dozens of underage girls in addition to paying victims to recruit other girls. He was denied bail last week and has also pleaded not guilty. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A minister in Florida will not be in church today because Charles Andrews is in jail on $5 million bond, facing 500 felony counts of child pornography, all found on his home computer in Sarasota County. Andrews is already a registered sex offender for a 2006 sexual abuse in Alabama. In Pittsburgh, a Syrian refugee accused of plotting to bomb a church to inspire ISIS followers pleaded not guilty to terrorism charges. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Local news brought to you by my buddy Larry Canford at the Larry Canford Gallery. Off the wall sale going on now through Saturday. 35% off artwork in the gallery. You just say, hey, that's $400. Now it's $200 and something. I'm going to just take this one off the wall. It's great stuff. Larry's just got this gift of capturing Central Illinois and Midwest for over 40 years, but he's traveled all over. There's some great Ireland pictures you can see. I was there last night. Larry Canford Gallery, off the wall sale, going on now through Saturday. South Neal, Champaign, corner of Windsor Neal in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Bement School Board has decided to hire a physical education teacher who is also a former Champaign firefighter who had previously pleaded guilty to arson. That was 9 years ago. Monica Hall had pleaded guilty to torching her own truck and another belonging to a coworker. She successfully completed her sentence. She said she did it because she needed the money. She was 50 when she was arrested in 2009. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed two new laws aimed at protecting young immigrants. One ensures children are able to have a short-term guardian for up to 2 years if their parents are detained or deported by federal immigration authorities. That was limited to 1 year before this action. The other authorizes juvenile, family, and adoption courts to move ahead and grant petitions for undocumented immigrant children trying to get special visas as victims of abuse or neglect. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Don't miss the off-the-wall sale at the Larry Canford Gallery this Wednesday through Saturday, where all gallery artwork is 35% off. Special hours Wednesday till 7, 35% off. All artwork at the Larry Canford Gallery, where you take the artwork off the wall and take it home.
That's all you do. Okay, weather, sunshine, real easy. I've really enjoyed the weather forecast this week because it hasn't been anything to it. Just I say sunny, and that counts till Monday. And then I say 84, 86, 88, 90, so that's it. 63 now, ESPN 93.5. Good to have Jay Layman in the house, my friends. It's a pleasure to have the former All-American linebacker hanging out for a while, doing some sports, talking a little life, and being a dad is going to keep you busy, but, man, you can pitch tents for them, have a little cookout in the back.
Oh, yeah. Had the backyard camping yesterday, had a field behind the house, put the tent up, had a fire, made some puppy chow for the kids.
Oh, a puppy chow.
Let's go.
You can't miss on the puppy chow. Come powdered on, sugar
it's
in there.
The golden days of summer, yeah, though. This is what you live for in, yeah, January, right?
Well, with you and Katie, and you're pretty athletic and tall, are the kids going to be tall?
I think they got the long legs on them for sure. I think they'll be on the taller side.
Are you going to make them mow grass?
I'm going to make them work. I'm not going to make them play sports if they want to, but they got to learn how to work for themselves.
Well, do you think there's sports in there? Do they show any interest at this point?
I think
7-5-2.
I think I think Cole, he just naturally likes football, but okay, but he likes other things.
Do they
too.
Know what you did? A 7-year-old know what you did?
A little bit. Okay. I think my daughter really likes swimming and gymnastics.
Okay.
So she'll be a swimmer and gymnast, I think. And then I don't know what my 2-year-old does, but if they wanted to play clarinet, great. If they wanted to do something else, great.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those guys that we got to play and got to do this.
What's the best thing about being a dad?
Best thing about being a dad? Oh, man, there's so many good things. I think the ability to make such an impact on a kid's life, it's the biggest, one of the biggest responsibilities,
yeah, no question,
you'll ever have, yeah, yeah, number one. And number two, nobody knows what they're doing when they become a dad. Nobody. Yeah. It's like when you get married. What do I do now? Oh, you're married. Well, okay. What does that mean? And nothing prepares you for it except the experience, and you just pray, God, help me do the best I can,
yeah,
to raise this child the right way.
Because from afar, you're saying, well, I do this and this, and then you take sleep out of the equation. Things change. The dynamics of getting rest for the parent when it's stressful,
right,
stuff going on in your life, 9 things happening, right, and then there's a practice you got to go to.
Well, and
you want to go to.
And you had that with 3 kids at one time.
Yeah.
Right? I,
yeah,
mean, with the triplets, you get that, right? And I just think life gets busier. I think from ages 30 to 50, life is really, you know, dominated by kids. You try to make that just all about them because you want to work on your relationship with your wife and your faith and your business and everything,
yeah,
else.
Right.
But life gets busier,
busier
and gets more expensive.
Yeah, well, there's that.
I was reading something that your expenses go up every year until you're 53, I heard. Because you're paying for college.
Yeah,
and
right,
then
right,
they
right,
start
right,
to go down
the other way.
And whatnot.
Yeah. Well,
we hope.
And it's, I think, you know, one of my best friends has to be Jewish, and he said, you know, when you have a baby, it's a miracle. He said, when you have three at once, something's going on. And we looked at it as a great blessing. It's been awesome, and being a parent is awesome, and you're living it, and it's awesome. You're going to go to so many practices. I was a soccer coach, didn't have a clue. I just focused on D1 snacks and found that to be a very effective strategy. And had these little kids, little six-year-olds running around. It was so fun. Anyway, it's Jay Layman. We're going to check another sports cast here coming up in just a moment. Stand by. It's 8:11.
Join Addie's Bar and Grill every Friday night through the summer for live music and local bands featuring groups including Champagne Freight, Dave and Brittany, Sapphire, and Dean Rich. This great summer lineup of musicians gets underway on Friday, June 7th, and continues every Friday night through the end of September. Relax at Addie's with great food, great drinks, and a great atmosphere with live music. And be sure to catch trivia night once a month at Addie's Food. Addie's Bar and Grill, 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. A time for uncontainable elation everywhere you look. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on select 2019 Honda Accord models, named America's best midsize sedan by Car and Driver. And while the joy caused by these deals is quite a joy to behold, it's even better to experience for yourself. So hurry in to your local Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes hybrid models. Car and Driver, January 2019.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 2.9% APR on select 2019 Honda Civic models, which you made the best-selling compact car in America. Hurry in to your local Honda dealer.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to centralilhondadealers.com.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Type R based on IHS market calendar year-to-date March 2019 for non-luxury traditional compact car segment new retail registrations in U.S.
In December, it'll probably be cold, windy, and snowy, but you don't have to stay for that. Hi, it's Stevie J, inviting you to join me for a cruise of a lifetime. Our cruise to Hawaii. Imagine spending New Year's Eve on the Grand Princess from Princess Cruises. We'll leave December 27th from Champaign, then fly from Chicago to San Francisco to stay one night in the Bay Area, then board our floating paradise December 28th. Then we'll cruise to Hawaii and visit Hilo on the Big Island, Honolulu for a long day, then off to Nauwili Wili Kauai, known as the Grand Canyon of the Pacific, and then magnificent Maui with its stunning landscapes and superb beaches. Our cruise to Hawaii, December 27th. Prices start at just $42.76. For more information, visit steviejtravel.com. That's steviejtravel.com. Space is limited. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go?
Unified Community Credit Union for campus and community.
You can buy everything online, and in many cases, see it arrive at your door in minutes. It's easy, it's simple, and at the U of I Community Credit Union, we are rewarding you now through September 30th for shopping online. We're rewarding you with triple points on all purchases made at Amazon or PayPal. You could pay with cash or a check, but then you're not scoring extra points. So what are you waiting for? Pull out your phone or get to your computer and start shopping. But don't forget to pull out your Illini Visa Rewards Card. Already have an Illini Visa Rewards Card? Then you're all set. Need one? We've got you covered too. Go to IlliniCard.org. No one ever tells you to go shopping until now. So shop till you drop and enjoy while scoring three times the points with the U of I Community Credit Union and the Illini Visa Rewards Card.
Game Day Spirit is the best place to go get geared up. They have a large selection with multiple brands for men, women, and children.
Incredible customer service, great products, and one of the friendliest staffs around. Love this store and would recommend it to any Illini fan or visitor.
Game Day is the only place I'll go for my Illini gear. They always have the best deals.
If you haven't been to Game Day Spirit yet, you don't know what you are missing. Stop in to either location, 6th and Green or Neil and Kirby, or shop online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive life-proof vinyl plank flooring from the Home Depot, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation, It's waterproof, scratch-resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles. With over 40 colors to choose from, that's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $2.99 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
This month, we're very happy to honor Sheriff Deputy Brad Wakefield. Is there a sense that hits you says, that doesn't look right?
Revert back to your training. Just make sure you're smart and you're not taking chances that, you know, don't need to be taken. Put yourself in risk. It wasn't necessary. So just being smart, going back. We have a police training institute here in town. And they
that pretty good?
Oh, it's phenomenal. Dr. Schlosser over there, he's a phenomenal asset for not only this community, but also throughout the state. And, I mean, they train us well, and then they send us, you know, to field training here at the sheriff's office. And, you know, they just do their best. You get trained by veterans that have done this and have responded to these calls over and over again, and they can tell you, show you the ways, so you're not putting yourself into those things. You get to go home at the end of the night.
You had to be a star athlete at Heritage High School.
Just names in the rafters. I played sports. I played football and basketball, and, you know, loved baseball. Always grew up loving baseball. Yeah. Never really played it in high school, but, you know, football and basketball, definitely.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SK today.
All right, here we go. Big Ten star, All-American linebacker, all-around great guy. I've been with Jay at different places, and it's not, hey, how you doing? It's hugs, man. It's just hugs. Hey, what was the guy in Jerry Maguire?
Show me the money.
I want that. And the guy tried to hug him. He says, get away from me. Because he's just going through the motion. Jay Lehman has our sports.
The St. Louis Cardinals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates last night in a game heard here on ESPN 93.5. Here's John Rooney with your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney in Pittsburgh, where today the Cardinals go for a four-game sweep and a 7-1 road trip through Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Thanks to a 9-run inning last night in the second, the Cardinals beat the Pirates 14-8. Adam Wainwright went 5 innings for the win.
Waino struggled early but hung on, and the Cardinals offense, the real story. 11 extra base hits in the game, 3 home runs for the Cardinals shortstop Paul DeJong. Plenty of movement everywhere, and the Cardinals banged out 15 hits total and really took it to the Pirates.
Andrew Kisner caught in the game last night. He hit his first major league home run, a 2-run homer in the 9-run second. But Paul Goldschmidt has hit a home run in each game in this series so far. He's finding his stroke.
His swing is much better, much more level. He's hitting the ball with authority.
The Cardinals will go with Miles Michaelis today as they attempt the sweep of the Pirates at PNC Park. Michaelis is 6-10. Right-hander Joe Musgrove will pitch for Pittsburgh. He's 7-8. And we're on the air at 10:40.
Jay's the man.
Woo! Chicago Cubs salvaged the final game of their series with a win over the San Francisco Giants 4-1 yesterday afternoon. Javier Baez hit his 25th home run of the year to lead the way. Earlier in the day, the Cubs sent shortstop Addison Russell to Triple A Iowa and activated catcher Wilson Contreras. The News Gazette is reporting that all-time leading scorer in Illinois basketball history, Deion Thomas, has been named Associate Director of Development for the University of Illinois. Deion will fundraise in the Chicago area while still working for the Big Ten Network. Don't leave. We love you there. Deion says, it's my life coming full circle. And it's only 8 days till Lovie Smith's 14 takes the field as Illinois football is about ready to go. That's sports. I'm Jay Lane.
Who wears 47?
You know, who is the 47 right now? I don't know. I got to check.
I needed to retire that number. They retired 50.
They retired 50 and 77. Yeah. Grange and Buckus. I don't know if I'm in that. Maybe in your mind, but I'm no Granger Buckus.
Come on, man. Dick Butkus was 50 here and 51 in Chicago. 77 for the great Red Grange. Jay Lehman, I mean, I guess I kind of told you 820, so that's it.
Woo! Well, I appreciate it, guys. I appreciate being on.
Thank you for coming in.
Of course. Stevie, this is always a blast.
Fun, and you'll be on the Jeremy Warner shows Mondays beginning Labor Day?
Last week, August.
Well, Labor Day. Oh, you'll be on the week before Labor Day, and then Labor Day Monday after the Akron victory, we hope.
We hope. Let's go.
I heard, Eastern Michigan's good. I don't care what. We have to win.
We got to win those three.
Okay. If we're 3-0, we'll have people watch Nebraska. There'll be a good crowd
absolutely.
There for Nebraska.
Absolutely. Let's go.
Thank you, my friend.
Take care, guys.
Jay Lehman, ESPN 93.5, weather sunny. Sunny through Sunday. 84, 86, 88, and 90, 63 now. ESPN 93.5. We're going to check your Fox Business Minute. I want to play the Paul DeJong trio of home runs I got from John Rooney and the guys, and also play the Paul Goldschmidt home run. Really good call as the Cardinals win again. They're on earlier this morning. 10:40, as John Rooney said. So we'll go early. It's a getaway day, so 11:35 we'll be on the air with the Cardinals and Pirates this morning on your home for the Cardinals, ESPN 93.5. It is 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, durable goods orders for expensive manufactured things rose more than expected in June. The increase 2%. Fewer people were applying for unemployment benefits last week. The number of new claims declined by 10,000 to 206,000. American Airlines is reporting improved spring quarter earnings over a year ago. Its quarter was better than expected, even though it was dealing with cancellations from the Boeing 737 MAX grounding. And Southwest Airlines, which was also dealing with the Boeing MAX grounding, also reported a better-than-expected quarter, and it is announcing plans to end service at Newark Liberty Airport starting in November because of the grounding of the MAX planes. It will instead consolidate flights out of LaGuardia. Southwest is now grounding its MAX fleet until January 5th. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
July, Fox Nation celebrates America with a month of exclusive shows and content dedicated to our country. Join the celebration and subscribe at FoxNation.com right now. Fox Nation is the perfect companion to Fox News, featuring your favorite Fox News personalities like you've never seen them before. Taking you outside the studio, across the country, and beyond the headlines with exclusive series, specials, and documentaries that celebrate America's people and places, bringing you America's history and telling America's stories the right way. Join the celebration and subscribe at FoxNation.com right now.
It's summer buckets of fun at Addie's. Buckets of what, you may be asking? Buckets of four 16-ounce aluminum bottles and a large bucket of range balls. It's summertime, and it's time to unwind and help your golf game while enjoying a few cold ones. Take some swings and some swigs of your favorite domestic brew for only $20. Just come on into Addie's in Stone Creek and soak up the summer with this summer buckets of fun promotion. Only at Addie's at 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana.
Your days are busy. It's hard to find time to plan your dream retirement or ensure you're doing enough to save for tomorrow's needs. With over 145 years of strength and service in our communities, Busey is the ideal partner to ensure your dreams become reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
There's nothing better than enjoying summer travel with family and friends. So, for a limited time at Holiday Inn and Holiday Inn Express, we're helping you be there for less. Save at least 20% at thousands of hotels worldwide during our global sale if you book by July 31st and stay by September 15th. And if you're an IHG Rewards Club member, you'll save even more. So what are you waiting for? Book now at HolidayInn.com. We're there so you can be too. Terms and conditions apply.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. One issue, flavored vapor products that help adult smokers switch, but may also appeal to youth. To address it, Juul Labs stopped the sale of non-tobacco and non-menthol-based flavored Juul pods to over 90,000 traditional retail stores. Learn more about Juul Labs' efforts to combat youth vaping at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs. For adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness with Ageless Male Max, with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone. Try your first 30-day supply free. Just pay shipping and handling. Text the word PURE to 606060. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. Text PURE to 606060. Text PURE to 606060.
If you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's see you at the... See you at the Parabium. This is the kind of the Jimmy Buffett theme. Janice McAteer and Todd Lindsay. How are you guys?
Excellent. How are you?
Great.
This is so fun.
It is so fun.
But I can't believe it's here already. See you in the...
Parabian.
This is a big event Saturday, August 3rd, 5 to 11, downtown Champaign. That's Neil in Washington. What are you doing, Janice? What is the purpose of this type of show?
Well, it is put on by the Eastern Illinois Parrothead Club, and their purpose is to party with a purpose. So that's what we're going to do downtown on August the 3rd, and it all benefits DSC. We've had a partnership with them now for 10 years, but together as a Parrothead, we are celebrating the 15 years of this event this year, so it's pretty darn exciting.
I saw Jimmy's boat in St. Bart's. It's one of those where it was like a crew guy, but I said, That's Jimmy! No, it wasn't Jimmy.
He's there a lot, though.
Parrot Club's pretty serious. I mean, they're good people.
They are good people.
And they love Jimmy Buffett.
That's what we're here for.
All right, Developmental Services Center, Janice does...
We provide services for children and adults with developmental and intellectual disabilities right here in our community.
And going well, you guys do such a great job with how you handle and help families and people. And
we do. We absolutely do.
As it goes to contribute, I can't think of a better one. You're helping a lot of people that really appreciate it.
We do. We absolutely are. And the cool thing is the Parrotheads have caught that spirit of that mission, and they completely believe in what we're doing as well. So it even makes an event like this more meaningful for us.
And Todd Lindsay, you're still very active at the University of Illinois as one of the best fans we have. Thank you for your...
Next to you. Next to you, yes, I am.
Probably am second because I do talk to the TV.
Mm-hmm.
So frustrating.
You talk or you scream?
I keep it down.
Yeah, okay.
And I only let a sporting event affect me for an hour after it's over.
No, that's really good.
Kind of a home rule.
That's a good rule.
Todd, why are you involved?
Well, a couple things. I'm the vice president of the Eastern Illinois Parrothead Clubs, and I've been around for the 16 years of that club's existence and help with events like this and just keep the club moving forward, so to speak. I'm also the manager of the Boat Drunk, so I'm in charge of all the entertainment. So.
And they sound like Jimmy Buffett.
I try to sometimes.
Yeah. Not easy, but yeah, not I know easy. They're a good band.
They are a good band.
All right,
band.
So Janice, tell me what to do. August 3rd, what do I do?
You can do one of two ways. You can jump online today at DSC or EIPHC.org and get your tickets. Event tickets are $10 a piece. I think you might give some away. Raffle tickets are $5 each or 5 for 20. You can also get all of that the night of the event. Just come to the gate and come on in. Bring a lawn chair. Come and enjoy it. Plan to stay because there's a great big auction, $2,500 cash raffle.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, you know, there'll be a lot and food.
Always great things to sign on auction, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to hold these tickets when Diane gets back next week, maybe early in the week. I'll give these away with Diane Ducey because this is a lawnmower right by the window. Okay. that hum is great. Janice McAteer, Todd Lindsay, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
See you at the Prayer Bean. It's coming up to benefit the Developmental Services Center Saturday, August 3rd, 2019, 5 to 11, downtown Champaign. It's a giant party with everything, and the weather looks 80s and clear. That's what it looks like. It's only $10. You can give 20 or 100. I mean, this is one where you'd give them the 100. We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5.
Some people claim that they
El Toro Mix. Mexican restaurant on South Neal Street in Champaign doesn't just serve amazing food at a reasonable price. They're also committed to the community. Owner Victor Fuentes is proud to call the Midwest his home, and he shows it by hosting great community fundraisers at the restaurant. From popular annual events like Cinco de Mayo to being a part of local school and club fundraisers every month, El Toro is not only committed to supporting your empty stomach, but also a great community. Check out what local fundraisers are coming up soon on their website, eltororestaurante.com, or visit them at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign.
Feet aching after a long day?
Not smelling so pretty either?
Try the new fatigue-reducing insoles from Odor Eaters. They give you serious foot support with MVP-level odor control. The shock-absorbing gel pad and contoured shape provide excellent comfort to minimize fatigue.
Plus, with the power of Odor Eaters, they can tackle the toughest foot odor. Pick up a pair today at Walmart, Target, or other fine retailers. And don't forget, Odor Eaters sprays and powder.
Fatigue-reducing insoles, real foot support, plus the best in odor defense from Odor Eaters.
News. I'm Lillian Wu.
The performance was obviously not very good. He had a lot of problems.
President Trump calling former special counsel Robert Mueller's testimony before House committees yesterday a dud, but top Democrats saying they'll push forward with probes into the president.
The Mueller investigation could not do the president's personal or business connections, and one of those connections could be to the Russians, and that's what we want to find out.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is also leading the effort in federal court to seek access to the grand jury information redacted in Mueller's report.
Fox's John Decker. Celebrations after the governor of Puerto Rico is pushed out by protesters.
Fireworks going off, people crying, people banging on pots and pans and playing music. Ricardo Rosselló becomes the first governor of Puerto Rico's history to resign.
Fox's Brian Yenis in San Juan. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscalli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 30 months of probation is the sentence for a Champaign man who fired a gun in the air while another person was present. 30-year-old Brian Partlow had pleaded guilty to reckless discharge of a firearm and an unrelated charge of driving under revocation. The case comes from an incident on June 16th in which Partlow got into an argument with someone and fired a gun in the air. A 64-year-old man who is no stranger to law enforcement is now accused of heroin possession. 64-year-old Roger Gill has a long history of drug-related convictions. He was charged this week with possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance and possession of a controlled substance. He's due back in court in September. The News Gazette says officers have been looking into alleged drug dealing by Gill recently, and on Tuesday, the Street Crimes Task Force had probable cause to arrest him. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscalli.
Fresh, local ingredients. A menu that inspires you. An atmosphere that sets the standard. An award-winning chef. And the finest creations in modern cuisine in Central Illinois. Miga, specializing in sushi, Asian-influenced dishes, wine and cocktails.
You know the sound.
Can he score 20, 10, cuts back 5? He will! Touchdown, Illinois!
You love that feeling. And you live the tradition. Now it's time for you to join the fight. Be at Memorial Stadium this fall. Tickets are on sale now at FightingIllini.com.
Let's take a look in at the Schilling family.
If I hear one more drip, I will lose my mind, honey. Fix it.
I'm working on it. Give me a break. This is an easy fix. Trust me.
Don't you think our roof has had enough breaks?
Uh-oh. Had another break in the roof.
Fine, that's it. I am going online at FreedomChampaign.com. To get the real pros at Freedom Roofing. They won't even charge us for an inspection or a quote.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness with Ageless Male Max, with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone. Try your first 30-day supply free. Just pay shipping and handling. Text the word PURE to 606060. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. Text PURE to 606060. Text PURE
to 60-60-60.
Are you looking to the big box stores for cabinetry? You are simply just a number. They couldn't possibly care about each individual cabinet and countertop that will go in your kitchen or bathroom. Luther Falls not only gives you the attentive service and installation you need for your project, but they won't be beat with their prices. If you can't afford Luther Falls cabinets, you can't afford cabinets. Contact Luther Falls by going to their website at remodelingchampaign.com or give them a call at 356-4060.
Countertops start at $35 a square foot installed.
I want to thank Jane Lehman for coming in, being our guest sportscaster this morning. Diane returns tomorrow. Jeremy Warner Show coming up after 9 this morning. Believe it or not, abbreviated because of baseball. 10:40, we'll have the Cardinal pregame on. And 11:35, first pitch, Cardinals-Pittsburgh. Can the Cardinals win again? Can they sweep in Pittsburgh? Wow. Cardinals are playing pretty well. We'll see. They're half a game behind the Cubs. Cubs are idle today. They beat San Francisco yesterday. And if the Cardinals were to win today, they'll be in a first-place tie. Wow. 8:36. I want to play the home runs from the Cardinal Radio Network, as heard here on ESPN last night. Pretty good calls. 3 home runs for the ISU kid, the all-star Paul DeJong. Another one from Paul Goldschmidt as well. You'll hear it coming up.
We have 2 boys in track and lots of laundry. My 4-year-old washing machine started making this loud noise. I mean, it sounded like an airplane taking off, and it was vibrating and banging against the wall. I called Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. My work schedule is weird, but they came out at my convenience and said I needed a new inner and outer tub. They practically had to rebuild the whole machine. Ordinarily, it would have cost me $827, but the whole fix cost me nothing. It was free because I had bought the washer at Dick Van Dyke with their free 10-year protection plan. Imagine a free repair after 4 years. Wow!
I'm Dennis Regan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Champaign-Urbana within the past month. Our customers saved over $700,000 last year on appliance repair costs with our free 10-year protection plan. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
Watching your local teams, why not drink the local beer? Scotty's Brewhouse on Neal Street in Champaign has you covered with local beer from Champaign and East Central Illinois. There is no better place to experience the local brewing experts than at Scotty's Brewhouse. From Riggs Beer Company, Distill, Triptych, Blind Pig, and Bighorn Farms, Scotty's Brewhouse has it all covered. Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street in Champaign.
Oh no, there's a star break on my windshield.
Whether it's chipped, cracked, or broken, American Eagle Auto Glass can help fix the problem and for a great price. American Eagle Auto Glass is locally owned and certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council.
Ugh, that big truck and so much construction this summer.
So when the windshield of your vehicle starts to crack up, visit American Eagle Auto Glass in Champaign or Danville for a quality replacement experience. You can call them at 351-0900 or visit them online at AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com. They'll shatter your expectations.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness with Ageless Male Max, with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone. Try your first 30-day supply free. Just pay shipping and handling. Text the word PURE to 60-60-60. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. Text PURE to 60-60-60. Text PURE to 60-60-60.
Okay, so the Cardinals probably played their worst baseball in a decade. I mean, it was really bad. From May pretty much through the All-Star game, the St. Louis Cardinals were pretty bad at baseball. But after the All-Star break, it's a different story. They're getting hits. They're fielding better. And by the way, please tell me what to do with Matt Carpenter when he comes back tomorrow. Am I taking Tommy Edman out of third base in the leadoff? I don't want to do that. Okay, Paul DeJong How about Paul DeJong? Three home runs last night.
DeJong rocking the bat back and forth. Lyles with a look to first. The pitch, a swing, and a high fly ball. That's hit deep. Left field. Back to the track at the wall. That ball is gone. That's a home run for Paul DeJong, tying the game.
Here's a fly ball deep center field, and on the move is Dickerson, and this ball is gone over the wall and into the Cardinals' bullpen. And home run number two for Paul DeJong.
Here's a swing, and the ball's hit high in the air, deep left center field, and this ball is gone. Paul DeJong with a three-homer game.
How about that? Cardinals got nine. Is it eight or nine in the second inning, third inning, whatever it was? Amazing. Okay, then Paul Goldschmidt hit his third home run in as many games last night, and he crushed it.
From the belt, Lyles, the 1-2 pitch for Goldschmidt. A swing and a long drive to left field for Goldie. That's a goner! A two-run homer to the second level in left field. Goldschmidt has homered in each game in this series. 8-2 Cardinals.
Yeah, went on to win 14-8. Okay, so we'll see. This is interesting. If the Cardinals were to win again today and sweep the four-game series, they'd be tied with the Cubs for first. But coming up, the St. Louis Cardinals have to play three with the Houston Astros, three with the Chicago Cubs, three at Oakland, and three at the L.A. Dodgers. Combined, those teams are playing over 600 baseball. I mean, they're winners. They're really good teams. So, August 8th, after we play these 12 games, we'll have a picture. Are the Cardinals for real? We're going to know over the next 2 weeks. But, man, have they been good since the All-Star break.
Hey, it's Justin Ginsler with the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you work with us on your home loan, you get a full team of experts that you know. Take Alex, for example. Alex got approved with a company, but then his contact left. Then the person he was transferred to went on vacation. Alex closes next week. Don't grow frustrated with the company that doesn't care or have the time. Don't be Alex. Come see me and the team at Illinois National Bank for your next home loan.
Illinois National Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With three large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
From the world of DC comes a new Epix original series.
My name's Alfred Pennyworth.
This is not the Alfred you know.
I'm 26, and I run my own security business.
I'm Thomas Wayne.
I have a job for you.
It's not dangerous, is it?
No.
It's a coup d'etat. If you have to use French words for something, I don't like it. Pennyworth, at your service. Sunday, only on Epix. Get the channel or get the app.
I'm ready for the food.
And I'm ready for all the rides.
Don't miss the Champaign County Fair, Friday, July 19th through Saturday, July 27th. Don't miss the food, fun, live music from Dustin Lynch and Dylan Scott and more. Plus livestock shows each day and appearances by the Champaign County Fair Queen. The Tinsley Amusement Carnival is open each day with $25 unlimited ride bracelets available July 21st, July 23rd, and July 27th. Brought to you by Carl Foundation Hospital, Craig's Concrete, Illini FS, and the Illinois Lottery Commission. Get more information online today at champaigncountyfair.cc.
We'll see you at the fair.
This summer, when the students are away, check out Game Day Sphere on 6th and Green every Thursday during 13 Thursdays with the Champaign Center Partnership. Game Day Sphere is proud to participate once again, and we will be offering buy one, get two free t-shirts from the BOGO section at the campus store only. Some restrictions may apply. We'll see you every Thursday for 13 Thursdays this summer at Game Day Spirit. Come visit us at 6th and Green in Campus Town.
And want to thank Jay Lehman for hanging out this morning doing some guest sportscasting. He did an awesome job. We had fun. Abbreviated Jeremy Warner Show coming up. They're off the air at 10:40 with the Cardinal Pittsburgh pregame. All right, let's let John Rooney tell us some more about last night.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney in Pittsburgh, where today the Cardinals go for a four-game sweep and a 7-1 road trip to Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Thanks to a 9-run inning last night in the second, the Cardinals beat the Pirates 14-8. Adam Wainwright went 5 innings for the win.
Waino struggled early but hung on, and the Cardinals' offense, the real story. 11 extra base hits in the game, 3 home runs for the Cardinals shortstop Paul DeJong. Plenty of movement everywhere, and the Cardinals banged out 15 hits total and really took it to the Pirates.
Andrew Kisner caught in the game last night. He hit his first major league home run, a 2-run homer in the 9-run second. But Paul Goldschmidt has hit a home run in each game in this series so far. He's finding his stroke.
His swing is much better, much more level. He's hitting the ball with authority.
The Cardinals will go with Miles Michaelis today as they attempt the sweep of the Pirates at PNC Park. Michaelis is 6-10. Right-hander Joe Musgrove will pitch for Pittsburgh. He's 7-8. And we're on the air at 10:40.
Yeah, first pitch at 11:35, early game. It's getaway day. Then the Cardinals come home to host the Houston Astros for a weekend series. Cubbies win 4-1 to get the final game of that series. Chicago off today, and then at Milwaukee beginning tomorrow night. That's a big series for particularly Milwaukee, who did beat Cincinnati yesterday 5-4. So the Cubs are in first. The Cardinals are half a game out. The Milwaukee Brewers two back. That's how it looks. Deion Thomas has joined the U of I as a fundraiser in Chicago. That's cool. He's going to be on with Jeremy Warner this fall as well, late fall as we get into basketball. And, of course, Jay Layman, who was on this morning, will be part of Jeremy's Mondays again as Jay Layman, Big Ten Network, former All-American linebacker at the University of Illinois, does an awesome job. Looking forward to all that. All right, that's Sports ESPN 93.5.
Randy Graham at Curtis Orchard.
A lot of outside activities. Now, we start with, like, our jumping pillow and our slide. Goats are out there. They're already running around looking for people to feed them, so they love it out there.
And the kitties.
Yeah, all the kittens, yep. We work with the pet pro, Dr. Todd Likens,
yes.
And we do rescue cats. So we're rescuing cats. We get them acclimated with the public, and then we adopt them out after that.
Curtis Orchard, 3902 South Duncan Road, Champaign. Visit CurtisOrchard.com.
Jeff was a boring drinker. Jeff got his American lager and would sometimes splurge with a whiskey and cola. That is, until he discovered Atties. It changed his taste in drinks forever. He started off with a Long Island Honey and got braver with an Orange Crush. And then finished off the evening with a house-infused Sangrini. Now friends ask Jeff for drink recommendations.
Expose yourself to new drinks. Head on over to Addie's Bar and Grill in Urbana at 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will not belong to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness with Ageless Male Max, with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone. Try your first 30-day supply free. Just pay shipping and handling. Text the word PURE to 606060. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. Text PURE to 606060. Text PURE to 606060.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz from Lanz Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lanz is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lanz today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanzInc.com. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
On the road again.
She's on the road heading home. She's just been in Washington, D.C. Diane Ducey will be back in studio. How's the trip?
It's been awesome. I can't tell you what a great host my sister Susan has been. She's 14 years older than me and a big-time Girl Scout. She said she's approaching 60 years as a Girl Scout. So she always is so thorough when it comes to being a tour director and giving us some background information and having things planned out and meal planning and all this. It's been super.
I can't wait to go. That'll be so nice to have a place to stay.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
She would be the host. She's the host of what's the most.
All right, so where are you? Pennsylvania?
I thought I was in Pennsylvania when I checked it, but I think I'm in Cumberland, Maryland. It's kind of a place in the mountains where a lot of things cross over. Sometimes we're in Virginia for a little while. Sometimes we're, I don't know. Anyway.
Sometimes you're not sure. If you're driving a long way, sometimes you just have to kind of check the mile marker and the state line signs and all those things. Anyway, I'm so glad that you had a wonderful time in our nation's capital. I told people on the air we had a FaceTime from Congressman Rodney Davis. Saw you and your family.
I couldn't believe he pulled out his phone and he did that in his office. I'm like, well, okay.
And you got a tour? Did you get to see the Capitol?
Yes. The Capitol visit was wonderful. And Kristen Kurtz from St. Joe Ogden. So we kidded around about Unity Rockets and the Spartans and things like that. That tour of the Capitol was well worth it. We really enjoyed ourselves.
Awesome. Well, listen, be safe. We'll see you in the morning. And you're going to be part of the county fair stuff tomorrow night. I think you're going to grab some of that. So still time to get French fries. So good news.
Exactly. I'm happy to be home when it happens in the next 10 hours.
See you. Be careful.
All right. Thanks, Jamie.
That's Diane Ducey on the road again. She's coming back from Washington, visiting her sister. I don't know if I know her sister, but I want to. Hostess with the mostest. All right, ESPN 93.5. How about Willie Nelson? Nothing like a little on the road again. We again thank Jay Layman coming in earlier this week. Chris Thomas was our guest sportscaster. Learned a lot about the Illinois volleyball coach and how he and his wife started dating and got into all the fun stuff. And the fact that we have a couple of professional volleyball players living in our town. And what about Kevin Hamblin leaving to go to Stanford, winning a national title last year? And everybody going, golly, how are we going to replace Kevin? Chris Thomas, I think, he is so good. So it'll be fun to follow the Illini. You know, they have their orange and blue scrimmage a month from like today. So we got volleyball going in a month. Illinois football, Jeremy's going to be hanging out covering all that stuff. That begins a week from tomorrow? How's that possible? Let's go. Always Jack this time of year.